Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 28th, 2014. Another month is gone. Lots of things are changing. Lots of things are staying the same, like the fact that we're going to start with the box office. Last week at the theater, you could see Divergent. It was number one with $54.6 million, despite having an abysmal Rotten Tomatoes rating. The Muppets Most Wanted was number two with $17 million. I went and saw that. It was pretty great. If you listen to podcasts like this one, and you like your movies, you should probably go see it. Mr. Peabody and Sherman was number 3 with $11.8 million. God's Not Dead, number 4, $9.2 million. And 300, Rise of an Empire, rounded out the top 5 with $8.5 million. New this week, you can see Noah, Sabotage, Cesar Chavez, The Raid 2, and others in limited release. Until next week when Captain America comes out and that's all anyone's going to be talking about, probably. It feels quiet for that movie. Kind of like Thor felt a little quiet, you know? Normally you can't escape things. Now it feels like, yeah, I could escape it. I'm not worried about his clutches that much. But in the news, The Clone Wars is supposedly number one on Netflix now, which is a good sign, right? A story got out this week about Indiana Jones being rebooted and starring Bradley Cooper. Right after I said, you know, maybe that wouldn't be so bad, they confirmed it was a hoax. So that's not happening right now. Wouldn't mind it. Teddy Ruxpin creator Ken Forsey died this week at 77. John Boyega, the lead kid in Attack the Block, which is a great, great movie if you haven't seen it. He'll be the person they're hunting for in the new Terminator Genesis movie, probably. It looks like he'll be Miles Dyson's son, according to the reports I read. He was the dude that got killed in T2, who had the whole arm and stuff at the Industries, and you know the guy. But yeah, go see Attack the Block. It was really great. AMC is giving director, podcaster, blogger, all-around decent dude Kevin Smith his own late-night talk show, so good on him. The new Ninja Turtles movie trailer is online. I watched it with the sound off, and it looked pretty good. I don't know what I was watching, but it doesn't look as bad as people tell me it is. Maybe it's worse with the sound on. I don't know. I'm going to wait and find out if I see it in the theaters, because it's a lot more fun that way. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Our big special offer is Pop Vinyl. Why? Buy three, get a fourth free. That's a pretty good deal, any way you slice it. We're also saying that all in-stock orders of $79 or more will ship for free in the USA. So check that out. Obviously, some restrictions apply. Not every offer can cross the streams, but you can get some Pop Vinyl figures and not pay for them. For me, I've considered that to be one of the things I live for in life. Not paying for things is what separates us from the animals, so I recommend you give that a try. In toy news, LEGO revealed their full line of Blind Bag Simpsons figures this week. We'll be selling these in the future. They are as follows: Itchy, Scratchy, Krusty, Nelson, Milhouse, Lisa, Homer, Marge, Bart, Apu, Mr. Burns, Police Chief Wiggum, Ralph Wiggum, McGaggy Simpson, Ned Flanders, and Grandpa Simpson. That is all. We expect orders to be up soonish. I don't know when that is, though. Zika Toys will be bringing back Captain Action, real American hero style. So they're going to do 3¾-inch Captain Action figures, but like 1980s G.I. Joes. That's pretty neat, because we've seen what Funko and Super 7 have done with Kenner, so now I guess it's time to see what people can do with G.I. Joe. Hopefully, they will do Predator this way, because that would be super, super cool to see the Commando guys done like G.I. Joes. I mean, come on, that'd be great. And what else do we have this week? Oh, that was loud. Diamonds! They got exclusives, right? So they're going to be doing a Walking Dead Series 3 Rick Grimes and Andrea action figure 2-pack. They're black and white and red all over because they're kind of bloody. It's $34.99, due around June. It is from McFarlane Toys. It's just coming from Diamond. You can pre-order yours at Entertainment Earth right now. And you should, because you never know when they get allocated. With Walking Dead, typically, whatever we order, it tends to do well. Let's say that. So if you want one, go ahead and order one. New pre-orders include the Godzilla 15-inch plush from Toy Vault. Toy Vault's been making Godzilla plush for years, and they do a great job. And this 15-inch one is worth getting, I think. If you haven't seen what Toy Vault has to make, it's a good company to look at. They've done a pretty diverse... I know it sounds like an ad, and it kind of is, but... Guys used to be at Toy Fair, nicest guys in the world, and they had some really spectacular stuff. So check out Toy Vault on Entertainment Earth. You won't be sorry. We also added back the E.T. headknocker bobblehead from NECA, and the Doctor Who character-building Dalek Paradigm Set 5-pack gets you 5 LEGO-compatible Daleks. What more do you need to know? You can pre-order that, too. I mean, it's LEGO Daleks. Short of a transforming Dalek, which I just found out, there was a Transformers alt-mode Dalek in the Marvel comics back in the 80s. So that'd be cool. I'd like to have one of those. Anyway, that's all I got. So thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. Your time is appreciated, as are your ears. So thanks for also telling a friend if you like the show. And if you hate the show, tell someone you don't like how much they'll enjoy it. Because what better thing could you do than just ruin somebody's day? And listening to me, either you love me or hate me. And either way, make use of me. I'm here for you. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook and presumably elsewhere. We're all over the place now. Bye.